If you're not familiar with NVIDIA's previous generations of DLSS, here's a quick primer. The basic idea is that instead of asking your GPU to render every frame at your preferred resolution from scratch, it uses a machine learning algorithm that runs on special tensor cores that live on your graphics card. This algorithm attempts to upscale images with little to no discernible quality loss. So if your card is having a difficult time rendering a game at, say, 1080p, the idea is that you enable DLSS, set it to performance, and instead you just have your GPU cores render the game at 540p, with DLSS filling in the blanks to give you a 1080p image that is almost as good as native resolution for far less computational effort. But the specifics of how the AI works have gone through several revisions. DLSS 1.0, released in 2019, relied on a neural network that was trained against specific games by a supercomputer at an NVIDIA facility. Reception to the feature was mixed at the time, but DLSS 2.0 was much more warmly received when it debuted in 2020. Not only did 2.0 run better on your card's tensor cores, but it had a more generalized AI model that was still generated by NVIDIA's supercomputer, but didn't have to be trained on specific games, making it more broadly applicable. DLSS 3.0, which was just released, does everything its predecessor does, but takes things a step further with one really cool feature. And we'll tell you what it is right after we thank MSI for sponsoring this video. MSI's MEG Z790 ACE is their new EATX motherboard built with overclocking your processor, memory, and graphics card in mind. With support for 12th and 13th gen Intel CPUs and DDR5 memory, the Z790 ACE is great for your next high-end build. And its 8-layer PCB with 2-ounce thickened copper provides high performance and long-lasting stability without compromises. To learn more about MSI's motherboards, check out the link down below. The big change with DLSS 3.0 is what Team Green is calling the Optical Flow Accelerator.